USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The death toll rising in South Florida after a building collapses. Local officials announcing Friday the body of a 7-year-old girl was found Thursday night in the rubble of the 12-story condo in Surfside. She was the daughter of a Miami firefighter. While no survivors have been found in over a week, Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava says the time isn't right to shift to a recovery operation.
Our top priority remains search and rescue. I want to be very clear about that. And we will take no action that will jeopardize our ability to continue the search and rescue mission.
The latest number is 22 dead, 126 unaccounted for. President Biden feeling good about the latest jobs numbers. Friday's report shows 850,000 jobs added and the unemployment rate still under 6%. The unemployment rate rising, though, from 5.6% to 5.9%. President Biden says our economy is on the move and we have COVID-19 on the run. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
COVID cases on the rise in one of America's largest cities. The number of cases in Los Angeles doubling over the last 2 weeks. L.A. County health officials blame it on the Delta variant. U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy discussing the Delta variant in the PBS NewsHour Friday.
It's all over the country. It's doubling nearly every 2 weeks. And it will very quickly become the dominant variant in the United States.
Dr. Murthy says the Delta variant is especially dangerous to the unvaccinated because of how fast it spreads. The good news, though, is the vaccines we have are resistant to it. Fear in Afghanistan over what happens next after the U.S. closes Bagram Air Base. Some intelligence reports say the Taliban could retake control of the country in as little as 6 months. Many Afghans have left or are planning to leave the country. A 23-year-old grocery store owner tells the New York Times there is no hope for the future. Hurricane Elsa approaching the U.S. The storm still in the Caribbean this morning. A hurricane warning in effect for Puerto Rico, the Dominican Republic, and Jamaica. Florida could feel the effects of the storm as early as Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
At least 20 people missing after mudslide Saturday in Tokyo. Rescue operations underway. The Supreme Court rules an Amish group in Minnesota doesn't have to comply with county building codes. Wendy King has details.
The Supreme Court has ruled in favor of a Minnesota Amish community that opposed a county requirement to install a septic system to treat wastewater from their homes. The Swartz and Truber community members who opposed the use of modern technologies due to their religion fought the requirements by Fillmore County, which was put in place in 2013. The Supreme Court overturned a lower court's ruling requiring the Amish families to comply, saying it imposes on their religious freedom. Supreme Court Associate Justice Neil Gorsuch wrote that the county officials have subjected the Amish families to threats of reprisals and inspections of their homes and farms. They've attacked the sincerity of the Amish faith. In this country, neither the Amish nor anyone else should have to choose between their farms and their faith. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Reports of tension on the vice president's staff. Here's Brad Bernards.
The White House dove into damage control this week after reports of dysfunction and infighting in Vice President Kamala Harris's office, with the administration trying to stop a drama-filled narrative from taking hold. That's according to five people who spoke to CNN about the dynamics within Harris's office. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.